Ayo, I'm Rari. This is Plug Talk, episode 2. Welcome to your daily dose of positivity. This podcast is about delivering positive content that might inspire you to start whatever it is that you know you can do, whether it's starting a new business, beginning a new routine, trying to change your lifestyle, picking up from wherever you left off. I'm talking to you. You can and you will. You are excellence. You are going to be excellent and you will produce products of excellence. So just going into what I picked up this week, I learned that the power of positioning yourself with your goals, knowing what you want, planning, executing, and repeating is what will necessarily help us get to the heights that we are trying to achieve. I was speaking to Ramsey the other day and he was just sharing knowledge with me. He's one of South Africa's creative entrepreneurs and a social activist. He's dead set on emancipating the minds of the people in his environment through his work, his passion, his craft and dedication. And in a brief moment, he will share his story with us and let us know how he started, why he started, and what he envisions for himself. Thank you for listening.
Well, bruv, that everything started off as a dream, you know. I had seen a pic on the internet of a party that Tommy Hilfiger threw. So this guy throws a party at a fucking landing strip and puts in shipping containers just for a party, invites the A-list celebrities and everyone. He has a pool made out of a container. He's got containers that are restaurants, clothing stores, you know, your 27 boxes type of setup, but on a larger scale, just for a party, bro. Upon seeing that shit, I'm like, fuck. Every time you see anything positive in the hood, they're thinking of a spaza shop or, you know, something. And I'm not demeaning spaza shops or anything, my neck, but the hood is greater than that. So I had a dream to say, fuck it. I'm going to emancipate the hood and I'm going to do the same thing as Tommy Hilfiger, but on a smaller scale. So what I do, I start off planning. Plan that shit, bro. I did my research. I looked at my hood. I'm like, fuck, you know what? I'm going to open up a clothing store, something that's never been done in my hood. The closest thing to this is Thesis, and Thesis is concrete. They built their store off walls and shit. I'm coming up with something different. I'm coming up with a container, bro, and I'm making that shit the throne, you know? So I started off with that shit. And the thought process behind it was just making dope-ass clothes, and we must stop going to the north. The north must start coming to us, you know? So that was my whole thought process, and coming up with something that's very fucking intelligent or clever, in the sense that it's never been done in my hood. It's ingenuity on its own. That shit ain't never been done. Till today, I'm seeing a lot of containers in the hood, but guess what? We started that shit. We started containers in the hood and turning those containers into something creative. We started that shit, you know? And look now, onto the second store at a second spot, which has never seen the very same thing that I'm coming up with, you know? So that was the whole thing. And I ain't stopping till I get like 10 of them in the hood first. Because I rip the hood first before I can rip anything else. Because I come from the hood. I'm cut from that cloth, you know. I live on both sides of the fence. But the hood is my blood. That's where I come from. That's where I was raised. That's the place that taught me how to be strong. I know I may be tailored and I may be, you know, look like I may look like a London bloke. But I'm actually from the hood. I ain't your typical thug or your gussie boy. I ain't that type of dude, bro. But don't play with me, you know? And I grew around them thugs. I grew around them peeps that look like this. So my aim was to emancipate them and show them that, hey, fuck it. We can all be nice, bruh. You can all do, like, amazing shit. before I posted that Diddy video. You saw that Diddy video that I posted? If not, I'll send it to you just now. Diddy's like, hey, the world needs me. There's so many genius ideas that I have. I don't have time to be worrying about shit. That's why I employ a lot of people. I employ a lot of people so I can be happy. I don't need to do shit. That's Diddy, bro. And I just went crazy, bruh. Diddy's like, bruh, that's the role of an entrepreneur. I work so hard because I know in a few years I don't have to do shit. I'll be paying people to do that. I pay people to do that. I employ people. I don't need to worry about shit. I don't need to worry about stock. I don't need to worry about printing. I don't need to worry about sales. I don't need to. You know why? Because I work so hard that I'm paying people to do that for me. I don't need to worry about all these things. But for now, I'm not big enough, famo. So I'm gathering up the guap, the Mandelas. I'm making sure that I'm nice with the Benjamins. And then trust me, bruh, I won't be doing shit. I'll be taking vacays, taking the fams and bros out, doing anything my heart desires. But I can only afford that through entrepreneurship. And I can only afford that through hard work and make sure that I get those millies. That's what I'm after. I want that money so that I can live comfortably. I'm buying back my freedom.
That was Rams on Plug Talk. Rams, thank you so much for that segment, brother. You inspirational as always. Now we're moving into the last segment of our show. I'll be speaking to Mr. Tabo Khoza. You ready, bruh? We had Rams speaking about, you know, his beginning, how he started, his origins, growing his business, being the number one container guy in the South. No disrespect, Famo. And also imparting his vision as well. What is your take on positioning yourself with your goals or whatever it is that you love?
Well, we all know that famous saying of you are the company you keep. So I honestly feel like you need to position yourself and put yourself with like-minded people. You need to position yourself with people who are higher than you, people who challenge you, people who are dreamers just like you. Because obviously you attract what you're around.
That's a proper thing, bro. Do you feel like you one of those people to have in a circle of, how would I say, of people who you can influence? Do you feel like you're an influencer as well?
Yeah, totally. I feel like I'm a total pioneer. Like, I always want to engineer my own stuff and go and make sure that I'm at the top and always in an influential place or playing an influential role, to say. And being an innovator, and obviously,
Is it okay? And getting back to sort of the whole like struggles with business, bro. Like, what I realized and what I experienced is that, you know, when you're trying to push a certain mission or you're trying to do a certain thing and you've got people around you that are not on the same wavelength, it sort of deters the goal. So like, as a person, man, when do you get to the point where you realize that I need to make the jump from being around this type of environment to the environment that's needed for my success? How do you get to the point where you can identify that place and actually take the steps to get to that place?
I think you should ask yourself the question of where do you see yourself in the future and where do you see yourself in the current state and how your surroundings has played a role in where you are today. Because if you've been like chilling with non-progressive people, to say, and then you come to this realization now that, okay, I'm stuffing up and I'm not progressing, I think that's a turning point for you to actually see, okay, that you need to be within a different space.
Yeah,
you need to analyze yourself. Obviously have self-introspection. So that's my view on it.
Ah, bro, that's sick, bro. And some people might not really understand the term of positioning. Can you like maybe provide other examples like in other phases of life? Because I know like with Forex, before you like enter a trade, you have to position your trade. You know what I'm saying? And if you're a musician, before you can claim to be a musician, bro. You gotta have some studio time, you know what I mean? You gotta be in the studio with musicians and learning and honing your craft. Do you think there's other things that could, you know, I don't know, influence?
Yeah, I think how much research you do into your craft, how much research you do into yourself and what you want to do, I think that'll also determine how you actually position yourself in a way you want to position yourself and put yourself in. It's just a mindset thing, I feel, because if you believe you want to be a soccer player, you need to obviously watch the videos, harness your skills, like be within that space of myself of being a soccer player. You need to tell yourself you're a soccer player. If you want to be a rugby guy, you need to tell yourself that I'm a rugby oak and you're not a cricket oak. So it's all a mindset shift, I feel.
I feel that. So we can simply put it down in steps and say, identify what it is that you want to do.
Yeah.
After that, could we agree on work on it? After you identify what it is you want to do, do we work on it?
Yeah, I think you work on it and you try and hone your skill.
Right.
You try and hone your craft.
Yeah, I feel. And then you be around the people that are actually doing what it is that you want to do.
Facts. Because they will give you the experience, they'll give you the first-hand experience. You'll see it with them. And I think that'll also push you.
I know, that's proper lit. That's proper lit, man. These are just a few words from Mr. Tabakoza. He will be on our next show giving us more insights into what he does via his business operations and also some insights into some of his future goals and aspirations. So thank you so much for listening to Plug Talk Episode 2. It's your boy, Rory!